We are back on the air. This is Radio Entrepreneurs. My name is Jeffrey Davis. I want to thank all our supporters. Also want to thank our team. I don't know how many of you listening were at the Radio Entrepreneurs Cafe earlier this week. It was a great turnout. We had to close the doors at 60 people. We're going to have them every quarter, and we hope to see you at Radio Entrepreneurs Cafe as well. Our next guest is Elad Ketov. I think I got that right, from Ketav,
yes.
From Qpixel.
Yeah,
so,
that's correct.
Welcome. Tell us about Qpixel.
So Qpixel is about art creation. In the last 2 years, we've been working on a very cool product, Qpixel Canvas. And the mission is to enable people with no experience, with some experience, to participate in the process of art creation, real art in the real world.
Right.
Using both software, a lot of software, and hardware that we developed. Art tools that we developed.
So software, they're doing it online?
So the process is very simple. They download the app.
Yeah.
They choose the art that they want to do. It can be a piece of from our gallery.
Right.
We have amazing artists from all over the world. Young, famous, less famous. They can choose to do their art. It's a license-based gallery. Or they can upload their own image. And then we transform it into something paintable. And then once they decide what art they want to do and how much time they want to pour in, we send them a kit. It's that's our business model. We sell kits. And the kit is it's a box with a lot of art tools. Art grade, premium grade. Art tools, and a very, very unique canvas that we developed. Once they get a box, they fire up the app, and using technology that we developed, user interface, augmented reality, that guides them through the process of painting, real painting. So it's a fail-proof process, and the end result is an outstanding 22 by 30 inch piece of art.
Wow.
So yeah, it's really cool, really fun, really neat.
How did you get into this business?
Oh, you won't believe. It's a crazy story.
Well, I guess I'm going to have to.
Yeah. You will have to. So it started in London 2 years ago. I was a COO of another startup, back and forth, Boston, London. I was quite frustrated after many years on the road. And I stumbled upon a video, YouTube video, that changed my life. I saw an artist from Chicago. He made a giant piece made of corks, wine corks. He made a portrait of a woman, and he basically gave a tutorial on how he made this piece. And I'm an Israeli. I'm a little bit arrogant. As I said, it's easy. I'll do it better than him. And I tried. I tried really hard to create a giant piece. I moved from Cambridge to Newton, and I wanted to fill the wall with a giant piece of art, and it failed. It was a horrible, horrible experience. It didn't work out. And that kind of blew my mind. I said, something is wrong here. 2015, back then, there is no way that people can't participate in the process of art creation. It doesn't make any sense. You can do a lot of things in the mobile device. You can upload images, change them, transform them, send them, upload them to Facebook, show off, whatever. But it all stays in the digital world. So I set up a mission to fix it in the real world, and that's what we do. It's really, really fascinating, the artwork. So basically what we do, a lot of people are asking me, so do you make people artists? So the answer is no. We want to make people, we want to give them the opportunity to participate. So the fact that you take a shot from your mobile device, a selfie, or you take a scenery, that doesn't make you a photographer, but you do take photos, which can be sometimes amazing photos, a memory, something that belongs to you. So we want to do the same thing to the art.
How do you drive revenue?
We sell the art kits. Very simple, very old-fashioned way of making money. The app is going to be for free. The creation part, obviously, for free. The box that we're going to sell, the art box, this premium package you're going to get home.
So you have to have a certain percentage of people who use the app. Have to then, you're hoping we'll purchase it.
Yeah, so we're going to distribute the box through, we're going to start online, obviously. We're going to promote it. But moving forward, the box can be sold in any chain, a Michael, AC Moore, whatever. And people can go, buy a box, and then download the app. So yeah, we're looking for distribution channels, and the business model is very simple. We're going to create a box that's going to cost us X. We're going to sell it for X plus Y, and this is how we're going to make our money.
Wow, interesting. Tell us about some of the other businesses you did before.
So I served 10 years in the military. I was a major. I was fortunate enough to join a computer unit. I started as a system engineer. I actually was on the support line. Two calls, hello, my name is Elad, how can I help you? And I tried to fix problems. And then I ended up as a major. I was running the operation for the intelligence corps. And then a large group of developers. We developed BI tools for special units. It was really, really great experience. Then I joined another company. We specialize in Oracle. And then one morning, I got a call from my commander in the military. He said, I'm moving to Boston and you're coming with me. So I packed everything. I thought it's a joke. And seriously, the day after, I sent him a text. Are you serious? And he said, yeah. Pack your things. You're moving with me. And I moved 7 years ago. I moved to Boston. I was a COO of this startup. And this is how I ended up building my company here in Boston area.
So you've made Boston your home.
Yeah. You know, it's interesting that I found Boston a place with such a different weather and such a different even culture from where I grew up as my home. It was not easy, by the way, to find money for this type of startup. You know, it's a consumer-based with physical tools. And we ended up raising a lot of money from investors from San Francisco, Texas, New York, Milano, London, Israel, none from Boston area. So it's very interesting. We simply couldn't find money here. But we're going to stay here. We're going to stay here for sure.
So even after you got money, it was still hard to find money here?
So we raised the first seed round. It's a 1 million round. We established the headquarters here in Boston. I opened a site in Israel. So the R&D is in Tel Aviv on the beach, a really, really cool place. So we're going to keep it this way. Marketing, distribution, even product is going to be from Boston area. R&D in Israel. It's easier to find talent over there. It's easier for me. I have a lot of resources over there. It's a little bit cheaper to find the talent over there. And what's good about the developers and the experts in Israel that they are all over the place. They do not focus on one segment, and it's very good for a startup when you have a task like, you know, there's so many tasks jumping up all day long, and you just say, can you take care of it? And yeah, for sure. So it makes things easier, mainly if some of the people in the company used to be my soldiers. It makes things a lot of easier, really easier.
Very, very interesting. So the art kit, what comes next after?
Yeah, it's a good question. So the first product is going to be about painting. So the idea is that you can make any type of art. Can be 3 hours, simple black and white painting, and it can end up as a Picasso piece. So you can do any type of art, anytime, on your pace. It's very clean experience. We're going to start with that. And moving forward, what we want to do is to introduce more types of art, oil painting, charcoal painting, watercolor painting, etc. So we have a huge roadmap of more types of art that we want to introduce to our clients. And then we have some dream to tackle sculpturing as well. So
sculpturing.
Yeah. Very interesting. Yeah. So the vision of the company is blend hardware and software and enable people to participate and to experience new stuff.
So Elad, if someone wants to download the app or find you at
everything Pixel. Currently is under stealth mode.
Oh, okay.
I'm keeping my intelligence corps behavior. Everything is close to the chest.
So
but right now the app is there is a one page website. If someone want to go at qpixel.com, qpixel.com, and if someone want to join to the closed beta that we're going to run by July, can go and register.
And if someone wants to find you, how would they do that?
Same thing. Over LinkedIn or my email. Just mail me. Elad, ELAD @qpixel.com.
Thanks for being on the show today. Will you come back again?
Thank you for having me. I'll come anytime you want.
When you launch, tell us.
Maybe we can do something together. Bring everyone around here. We're going to create a piece.
Sounds like a good idea. Speak to Chris about it. Great.
Thank you for having me, guys.
Nice having you on the show. My name is Jeffrey Davis. We're going to take a break. We'll be right back after these messages.